I'd like to call to order the Committee on Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee. Please call the roll.
Chair Hudson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Simpson? Senator Tadeo?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Call Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Appearance cards. Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into the staff. If you check the box on the form to waive your speaking time, I will read your position into the record. Please turn off and mute all cell phones. Members, this committee is the last committee keeping you in town right now, so I plan on getting us out of here as best we can. And Mr. Cruz is going to come up and recognize all the members presenting on our rocket docket today. So, Mr. Cruz, thank you for being here, and you, sir, are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Thank you for the opportunity to present Governor DeSantis's recommended budget for 2020-21. We look forward to working with the legislature on these recommendations made by the governor and legislative priorities over the course of the 2020 session. The Bolder, Better, Brighter Future budget totals $91.4 billion, which is only $418 million more than the current year budget of $90.98 million. This chart presents an overall picture of the budget by policy area. First, all funds of $91.4 billion and then GR of $35 billion. You can see the TED budget is 15% of the total and just over 1% of general revenue. The Transportation Economic Development budget totals $13.5 billion. This breaks out by agency, what portion is made up of that. You can see the large majority is through the Department of Transportation at $9.98 billion, and then for the other agencies is broken out on the chart for you. This chart and slide breaks down the agency budgets and positions, reflects $454 million in general revenue, $13.1 billion in trust, again for a total of $13.5 billion, and total positions within this area is 13,059. I'd now like to request Director Lawson if he would please come to present the governor's recommendations for the Department of Economic Opportunity.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, Chairman, committee members. Thank you for allowing me to present the governor's recommended budget for DEO. Briefly, he recommends $1.2 billion for DEO. Some major issues to be funded: affordable housing at $387 million, no sweeps of the Zdowski Fund. Next, $50 million for the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, fully supporting Visit Florida at $50 million. Space Florida's aerospace financing program at $7 million. The Revolving Loan Fund Program at $40 million, and finally, the Building Homes for Heroes Program for $1 million to rebuild and repair homes for our veterans and also their families. Sir?
Any
questions?
Any questions for Director Lawson?
Any questions? No, we're rocket docking here today.
All right. Now I'd like to ask Secretary Tebow if he would present the recommendations for Department of Transportation.
I'll keep my six-hour presentation brief here. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity. The Governor DeSantis' budget recommendation is that we have a $9.9 billion proposal for the department's budget, which includes $8.8 billion for the transportation work program. And as you know, the work program is bottoms-up, working with our local governments, including the counties, the MPOs, and the TPOs. And as you can see here from the different categories, $2.8 billion is for a highway construction, which also includes building 52 new centerline miles throughout the state, $865.7 million for resurfacing projects, $436.2 million for the scheduled repair and replacement of bridges, $323.9 million for aviation improvements. As you know, Florida's home to 20 commercial airports, and our investments here will accommodate, especially the service that we see, that we saw 176 million passengers in 2017 alone. $686 million for rail and transit projects, and then $119.7 million for seaport infrastructure improvements, working with our 14 deepwater seaports. With that, Mr. Chairman,
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
All right, let's go with Senator Thurston.
It's a quick question. I happen to be a tri-rail utilizer. Can you kind of break down the 686 on the investment in rail and transit? Just in general, nothing particular, but in Just tell me generally where that 686 is going towards.
Mr. Chairman?
You recognize.
So it's throughout the state, Senator. Some of it is to support our investment in Tri-Rail. Some of it is to support investment in SunRail in Central Florida. Some of it is to work with our rail partners in developing freight rail improvements throughout the corridors throughout the state. Because, again, what we focus on is moving the most people and goods. So it could be a number of different projects throughout the state. There are a number of major initiatives in all the different rail corridors.
Thank you. Senator Perry.
Simon, it's the same question, but if you could provide that in more detail to the committee at some point in time.
Definitely. We can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Cruz, next.
Next, if Director Moskowitz would come forward for Division of Emergency Management.
Mark, thank you. Chairman, Senators, thank you for allowing me to present the Division of Emergency Management's budget this afternoon. I also want to thank you for your commitment to emergency management in last year's budget, which was one of the largest commitments to emergency management in some time. In this year's budget, you'll see that we're asking for $1.6 billion for federally declared disasters. I'll note that's $600 million less than last year. We're asking for $25 million in the Hurricane Michael Recovery Grant Program that was authorized last year. We're asking for that to be continued. $1.2 million for the statewide regional evacuation study. That's mandated by statute to be conducted every 10 years. This is the first part of the two-part study. The Community Flood Resiliency Supplemental Funding. This is for additional positions so that we can go out and do the necessary inspections so that we can make sure we're compliant with NFIP, which saves our residents about $205 million a year. And the last thing that we're requesting is $750,000 for the post-disaster emergency water supply. This is the amount of water that we keep in the warehouse so that we can get it out immediately to potential disaster survivors. Mr. Chairman, that's the budget. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, right.
Senator Thurston.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to thank you for doing a good job at the Emergency Management Agency. You know, we've had some hurricanes in South Florida before, but having visited the situation with Hurricane Michael, I'm just looking at your numbers here, along with, I guess, the federal monies that will trickle in or will not trickle in. Is this sufficient to address the needs of our constituents in this area?
Mr. Chair.
I recognize.
Senator, the answer is yes, but allow me to go into some detail for you. So starting out in January, the governor made the residents of the panel on Hurricane Michael's number one priority, went there on day one. Shortly thereafter, the governor went to Washington, D.C., and in 24 hours came back with $500 million that otherwise we would not have gotten. That $500 million that the governor came back with was getting the 5 days that the government, that the federal government granted us at 100% funding, extended to 45 days. So we got an additional 40 days. Additionally, after that, the President of the United States granted a 90% reimbursement after the 45 days, saving, again, bringing additional funding, about $250 million into the state of Florida. These are savings to local taxpayers and state taxpayers because that's money that's back in the budget and that we were able to deploy. And we were able to deploy it because Governor DeSantis turned on the expedited payment program. The previous administration decided not to turn that program on. When Governor DeSantis came into office, he had 48 hours left within the time period to turn that program on, and he did. And by doing so, it allowed us to put $250 million into the community within 90 days of turning that program on. We're now at almost $500 million into the community in Hurricane Michael, but not just at the Division of Emergency Management, but also with our partners at DEO, you'll start to see soon all that CDBG-DR money that will be coming into the panhandle for infrastructure, for cost share, and for housing. So between the Division of Emergency Management and DEO, I believe you're going to see about a $2 billion investment into the panhandle.
Just one follow-up.
Your follow-up?
You know, Senator Tadeo and I serve on the Banking and Insurance Committee, and we have a lot of horrific stories coming out of the panhandle about individuals who are still suffering from Hurricane Michael, and that's why I asked the question. I know the numbers you gave are good numbers, and I just want to make sure that we do have sufficient revenue to really look out for those individuals in the panhandle.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah, Senator, I mean, they were hit by a Category 5 storm, and so there is no doubt that they are still recovering, and they will be recovering for a period of time after Andrew Homestead took almost a decade to get back to zero, if you will. You know, the division, the governor, we have brought every tool to bear. Just to give you a statistic, just to give you some comparison, because I think that helps rather than talking about numbers in a vacuum, we've deployed almost double the amount of money into the panhandle that was deployed into Irma in the very same time period. So we are far exceeding, in my opinion, compared to previous performance of the division. But there is no doubt, which is why I go out there, you know, several times a month. My staff is always out there. I have meetings constantly. We're focusing a tremendous amount on mental health, which is why the First Lady working with the division, we came up with the first mental health coordinator, first division of emergency management in the whole country to have a mental health coordinator to help those students, to help those folks that are still suffering, living in temporary housing or that are couch surfing. There is no doubt that that community in certain areas doesn't look the same. And so, you know, that's why, you know, the part that we're doing with the $25 million grant program, which is, in my opinion, going to be a turn out to be a huge success, you know, that's going to help get some of these projects that aren't federally funded, that aren't going to get FEMA dollars, that the community really needs. So we're constantly trying to come up with different ways because we are dealing with a Category 5 storm. Senator, thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Director. Next, I would request Secretary Lee for the Department of State.
Good afternoon, Chair Hudson, Vice Chair Thurston, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here to discuss with you Governor DeSantis's recommendations for the Department of State. To begin, the governor and I are equally committed to the continued security and integrity of Florida's elections, which is why the governor recommends a total of $6.6 million for election oversight activities, including $1.3 million to establish a dedicated cybersecurity bureau at the Department of State with 10 FTEs, and an additional $1 million for cybersecurity initiatives. The cybersecurity section is a proactive step for us to combat the growing threat of cybercrime around the world. The 10 cybersecurity employees will focus not just on elections, but on all of the Department of State's mission critical systems. The governor has also recommended $1 million toward recurring funding for elections initiatives. Through the Joint Election Security Initiative, we have been working diligently with all 67 supervisors of elections across the state of Florida to identify any potential weaknesses or vulnerabilities in our elections infrastructure. This funding will assist the counties in mitigating or addressing any vulnerabilities that have been identified through the assessment. The governor's budget recommends $7.7 million in historic preservation, cultural, and museum grants. Florida's cultural organizations strengthen quality of life, create jobs, and strengthen our economies around the state. The governor's budget recommends $21.4 million in state aid to libraries and $2 million in library cooperative grants. Libraries also provide critical services to local communities, and this funding will help ensure that our libraries have the resources they need to continue to serve Florida's families. The governor's budget also includes $424,000 to establish the Office of International Affairs, the Southeast U.S.-Japan Association, and the Florida-Korea Economic Cooperation Committee. The governor has an interest in the Department of State taking a more active role in international relationships, and this funding will establish the Office of International Affairs with one FTE at the Department of State for coordinating those daily activities. The governor has also recommended $5.5 million for funding a new artifact curation facility. Once built, this facility will be able to accommodate the growing collection of Florida's historical objects and allow us the capability of sharing more of these objects with the public. The current curation facility is nearly at capacity, and the Division of Historical Resources can no longer accommodate the acquisition of new objects. without compromising professional curation standards. The new facility will be approximately 30,000 square feet and will also allow the Department of State to increase the security and safety of Florida's artifacts while making the facility accessible to the public. Governor DeSantis has recommended $1.3 million in support of Florida joining the Electronic Registration Information Center, otherwise known as ERIC, which will allow us to cross-check our voter rolls with that of 30 other member states. This amount will cover the annual membership fee. And as part of ERIC membership, the Department of State will contact every single potentially eligible but unregistered voter in the state of Florida. And this $1.3 million and encourage all of those individuals to register to vote. So this $1.3 million will support the cost of that outreach to every single potentially eligible but unregistered voter in our state. The governor's budget also recommends $500,000 for the Pulse Memorial and Museum. This amount will be for design, pre-construction, and staffing costs directly related to the Pulse Museum and Memorial. Thank you again for the opportunity to present the governor's recommended budget for the Department of State, and I welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Next, if our State Quartermaster, Colonel Warfel, would please come forward to present for the Department of Military Affairs.
Good afternoon. I'm Colonel Warfel, State Quartermaster for the Department of Military Affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to brief this afternoon. First, I have to tell you that Major General Eifert at General Florida presents his personal regrets for not being here in person. The Governor's budget has recommended, has recommended three initiatives. The first for the repair and maintenance of Florida National Guard facilities at a total of $10.9 million. This includes the Panama City Readiness Center that was received catastrophic damage during Hurricane Michael, maintenance repair of our 62 readiness centers statewide, state match for Florida National Guard headquarters seawall in St. Augustine, and upgrades to buildings on Camp Landing. The second recommendation is for Florida National Guard's number one recruit and retention program, the Education Dollars for Duty, asking $1 million. Third recommendation is for $780,000 to fund six satellite-based communication systems. This concludes my briefing. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Colonel. And we will conclude with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, which I'm pleased to present. The department's total budget request is $498 million in trust fund. The first item is $9.8 million to continue funding the motorist modernization project, which will replace antiquated software related to driver's license and vehicle registration system. The next two items are for 8 FTE and $1.3 million. One covers the new First Coast Expressway coming online, and the second is for additional troopers at the Central Florida Expressway Authority. And lastly is $4 million for maintenance repairs statewide, which would include the Neil Kirkman Building, Florida Highway Patrol Stations, and the driving range at the Academy. And with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to present the governor's recommendations and look forward to working with you in the committee.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Brandis.
Hey, thanks. Is there any pay increases for Highway Patrol recommended in the governor's budget?
Mr. Chairman.
We recognize.
At this stage, that is not part of the governor's budget. He focused priorities on teachers as well as Department of Corrections.
Do you know when the last time we had a pay increase for the Highway Patrol?
I do not recall, but I'm sure we could find out and get that information to you, Senator.
All right. Thanks. Question.
Senator Thurston.
Yes, you presented for the Highway Patrol. Who is the lead for the Highway Patrol?
The Colonel is here right now, actually, here in the audience. I presented because it's a cabinet agency.
Okay.
And so the other agencies are governor's
agencies.
What's
the Colonel's name again?
Spaulding. I knew that.
Sorry?
Colonel Spaulding.
Spaulding. Okay.
Yes, I apologize.
And any other questions? All right. Any final questions on the overall budget?
No questions on the budget. Just a statement. I know that we've had a difficult time attracting and retaining Highway Patrol officers over the years. And as we move forward, I hope we'll consider some discussion to ensure that we're adequately funding our Highway Patrol to recruit and retain top-level officers, because what we see, as we see in the Department of Corrections, we see often them shifting over into county positions when those become available, and we lose very talented individuals in the Highway Patrol. I think as a statewide agency, it's something that we should prioritize, ensuring that, that we're adequately funding our Highway Patrol officers. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that. Those comments. We will work with the governor of the Florida House as best we can. I think that's a decision being those FTEs and full appropriations, but we can get with the chairman as well on that. Seeing no further questions, one housekeeping. Senator Simpson was excused from today's meeting. Seeing no other business in front of us, Senator Torres moves we adjourn. Without objection, share that motion approved. This meeting is now adjourned.